Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Jared West, you were extremely intimidated on that court.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
How many of those upsets you think ping pong called? Tell me.
And James Strebel.
Your middle school basketball team that wins game in middle school gym. Congratulations.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Have a response for whatever the opponent throws at them. And if they don't, they're not going to make the tournament. And Chris Mack, goodbye, see you later, you're out of a job, brother. That's what it's going to be, period.
Wow, the period at the end from Patty Ice. Oh, Jack. I mean, he said period at the end.
When hey, that means happens, he means business.
Oh, my goodness. You know you're in trouble. All right, let's go. It's a Monday. It's The Take. It's ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. And we got you here on the program for the next 3 hours up until 6 o'clock. I'm Andy Sweeney. James Strebel will be here in short order. We haven't heard too much from Big Rig today, so I'm sure he'll be rejoicing in some sort of way with the misfortunes of Louisville and Kentucky beating a bum. Jack Grossman back at the station, producing today's effort. Jackie Boy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing today, Andy?
We have made it through the weekend. We're on a new week, and I'm already fatigued.
Yeah.
I'm
actually in a ball of energy right now.
You're a ball. Yes. You're a ball of energy today.
Yes.
How about that?
A ball of energy
from Jack Grossman. That means you didn't do anything. You sat in your basement all day, didn't you?
That's not true. I went to Lexington.
Oh, you went to the game.
Yeah, I went out. I went out Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you got to see Tommy Crean up close.
I did see Tommy Crean up close. Yeah, kind of.
How'd he look?
He looked fatigued.
Oh, goodness. I was at Mike Pratt's, like, who was it today? No, it was Ennis. He's like, you know, you can say whatever you want, but, you know, Tom Crean hasn't done anything at Georgia. And we're like, no.
No,
that's not what happened. Yeah. All right, so a ton to talk about. Louisville lost over the weekend. The basketball season continues on many levels to be unacceptable. We all know that. That has been the conversation. So we can dive into that. Kentucky wins. Ty Washington gets a bunch of assists in scrub time, but Calipari doesn't let anyone play, so he beats John Wall's record. Do you think Strebel will like that take? We can get to that. Strebel's also, along with BBN, they've given up on Sahvir Wheeler. They've moved on to only Ty is the only guard they care about, so we can dive into that. College football national title game is tonight, if I can stay awake, if we can all stay awake. College football expansion not happening anytime soon. Grossman, you can go ahead and take your bow on that. The powers that be in college football cannot figure it out.
Shocking.
Not a shocker. We're now closer to that happening in 2026. So there's that. Kevin Sweeney, good last name from Sports Illustrated. We'll talk some college basketball with him in the 4 o'clock hour. So tons of things to get to. Kentucky's had a nice little stretch here in football. We can dive into DeAndre Square going to make his announcement tonight, I believe, with your girl Anna Tirillo at 7:30 there in Lexington. So I'm sure there'll be some reaction if he decides to come back to Kentucky. 437-9680. Is the UPS jobs text line. Back-to-back texter says, Andy, I got something for Big Rig. Another texter, I'm 100% here for Patty Ice calling Chris Mack brother. We all are.
Look, Pat may have won the mixtape already.
I mean, it's already done Saturday. Yes. He was at Wick's eating breadsticks and marinara and slugging waters probably because he's worried about his weight. All right, let's jump into it. 437-9680, UPS jobs text line. I have went around in my head. about what to say about Louisville basketball. And the reason I intro it this way, Jack, is I listened, obviously, I'm consuming all sorts of stuff. We're consuming Twitter, we're consuming Facebook, the text line, what the other hosts here, callers, whatever it may be. And then media stuff, Twitter, and everything else. And I come back to the same kind of takes that we have had for the last however many weeks or whatever it is. In other words, I want to sit here today and provide something new. And it's very difficult because you have so many fans that are just so very unhappy with the state of this basketball program. And then you have some that no matter what happens to the basketball program, they're going to believe that there is a black cloud over it, even though everyone else is excelling. And me and Mark Blankenbaker actually agree with that. We'll dive into it. But Jack, I am struggling here for a couple things. And the main thing is, isn't it just everything that's frustrating right now with Louisville basketball? Like, isn't it like it's frustrating to analyze because, as Nick Curran said yesterday, you're on track to go 16-4. God bless him, in the ACC. And I'm trying not to do the thing that we really all got into, or so many people got into with Scott Satterfield, that once something goes wrong, the narrative is immediately about firing Chris Mack. If this continues, Mack won't be the coach. If Josh Hurd knew what he was doing, he would make sure the funds are there if they need to buy him out. Well, oh boy, Jack, we really need the level 2 violations to stick so we can get rid of Mack for nothing. Is that the conversation that we are going to do, even when they lose a game to a team that isn't very good, but to a team and a coach in an arena they never win at? And that is very much one side of it. And so I don't know. And Jack, that's what I'm throwing out here, okay? Is if we're just going to do the fire thing with Chris Mack. Now, I will say this, and I mean this, and if you're a Louisville fan, this is why that conversation is in your mind. And that is, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's everything. I don't know if it's recruiting. I don't know if it's talent evaluation. I don't know if it's the staff, even though Chris Mack changed staffs. I don't know if it's him. I don't know if it's a bad fit. I don't know if there's a black cloud over the program. Of course, everybody else who is involved in this is at the top of college basketball for the most part, highlighted by LSU, who had a better week than LSU. I mean, they beat Kentucky, and did they beat Tennessee by 10 points? I
12
mean, they,
points.
Yeah, I mean, they dominated, and they were up in that game, and that's game control. College football cares about that. In game control, they controlled the game.
Martrick Barnes came early on Saturday.
Yes, yes. but I just don't know what to do. Like, nothing about this regime is going right. And I don't know if it's just squarely Chris Mack is to blame, and it's that easy, and we just sit back and we say, well, you got to get Chris Mack out of here. I don't know if there's something else in the program. Like, I'm saying that because, like, I don't know if they can't get talent. I keep being told every year how great the team is. So when I get told every year how great the team is, well, I mean, people around here were downright offended that they weren't either in the preseason top 25 or pretty damn close to it. And this is a team right now that might fight to be in the tournament picture all year. They also might not, and we might not have to wait to March to figure this out. It might be very easy. Hey, you're going to have to win the ACC tournament or you're going to go home. And I just feel like nothing. I mean, you get back to the tournament year one, and you lose, and you lose to a much lesser team, and you lose to mother bleeping Richard Pitino. Like, you could have lost to anyone, right? Right, Jack? If I would have said, you can't lose to what? You don't want to play Kentucky in that instance?
Yeah, you don't want to play Kentucky or Pitino.
Or was Xavier in the tournament? You know what I'm saying,
No, they weren't that year.
Okay, but, yeah. So they weren't even in the tournament. Like, that's like the only guy, like a 10 seed you don't want to face, right? And they didn't play well at the end of the year, and they go into the tournament, and they lose to Richard Pitino, and it's funny, and there's some sour here, but you come back the year after, and sure, who knows what was going to happen, but let's say you're like a 3 seed, and then COVID hits, and you don't play the ACC or NCAA tournament. And so as much as I'm supposed to remind you of that, every single time we evaluate Chris Mack and the Louisville basketball program, we all know that that's not, it may not be held against him, but it's not a huge, was it dash checking his in his column? It's not a check in the column. Okay? So that doesn't happen. And then you come back to COVID year, and that's last year, and you don't make the NCAA tournament. And I'm sorry, you have no one to blame but yourself. And Louisville fans know that. And you don't make the tournament. And then you play the card that you have to play, which is, I'm going to keep my job, but I'm going to fire my staff. And then they can't do that right. So there's bad luck in here. There's bad timing in here. There's misevaluation in here. And is this, this is what I'm asking. Do we do this after losses? Do you want me to break down the Florida State game? I tend to think Louisville fans are more interested in the big picture. And I keep thinking about it for the last 4 years. And I don't know what it is. Our guy Nick Curran would use snake bitten. I don't know what it is. Again, I think it's probably a little bit of everything. And for whatever reason, it hasn't worked out. Right? Whether it be the bad luck of COVID 2 years ago. Right? Whether it be maybe some bad luck last year with COVID. But let's face it, Louisville fans, because of what they lost game-wise, Louisville fans are holding last year against Chris Mack, whether you like it or not. And whether it be the COVID year, or whether it be Jay Scrub not coming here, or whether it be misevaluation, or whether it be there are a couple recruits that didn't come because of what was going on at the university, whatever it may be, you come back and you're 85th in the net. And how do we move away from that conversation? Because we can talk Florida, the length of Florida State. Jack, it really bothered him. Louisville just missed open shots. Yes, and you know why? Because they can't shoot three-pointers.
And they haven't been able to all year. And for me, that's what it comes down to. You did not bring in talented enough guys through the transfer portal, and you didn't develop the guys that were on the roster from last year.
And
it's
that's very easy to say, but we didn't say that before the season, Jack. It's very easy to say now, right? Isn't it? It's obvious. The season potentially was back against the wall to make the NCAA tournament from before the season, and no one wanted to believe. Here is what let me say this. I believe that Louisville football fans got a rude awakening this past season. Did they not? There has been an awakening that you need to get your ass in gear, because what you used to be is not what you are any longer. And I think that really hit home this past season. And I hate it for Louisville fans, but I really believe that to a certain extent, that is hitting home again right now on the basketball side, where you start to look around and it's like, what is going on? And again, it's a little bit of everything. It's the Super Six being a class that was heralded to being a bust of a class. It's, I mean, when you have an entire class not work out, it's like when you whiff in the NFL draft. I mean, trust me, I'm used to whiffing in the NFL draft, okay? The last couple years, if the Giants could get one or two guys, I was happy. Hey, you got a couple guys that might be able to play in the NFL. And then you go into the transfer market. There's a kid like Marcus Carr. You don't get him. And the team is filled with a JUCO player who I think LLS is a pretty good player, but we knew it was going to take time, right? It's filled with a longtime college player that has given everything but is hobbled out there in Malik Williams, and is filled with a lot of mid-major talent and guys like a Samuel Williamson that have not worked out in whatever system that he has played in college. He's been fine the last couple games. He's been better the last couple games. But you know you can't. I mean, Chris Mack goes into these games not knowing who is going to show up, who is not going to show up. All he knows is that Jalen Withers is not going to show up. Okay? Maybe there's a few other guarantees. But, I mean, after this weekend, you feel like you can't even believe in Jared West in totality. And it's just, I know I keep repeating myself, Jack, and 437-9680, but I'm just, it has been, you change a staff and that turns into a federal investigation, which turns into a suspension, which turns into Neely leaving and then Vince leaving, and we know that saga, and it's like nothing has been, I would say part of year one, wouldn't you, Jack, and part of year two. There were times in those two seasons where, okay, year one, Chris Mack, hey, this is a team that's locked into the NCAA tournament, right? Like, that was something fans were willing to roll here, don't want to be a seven seed, and then you lose to Richard. So you can't even lose in grace, okay? Or you can't even win one you can't even win one meaningless game to get to the round of 32.
I still think at the time, year one was viewed as a success, though, because you're looking at a team that had lost, you know, four 100%. Starters off of an NIT team, and you get them
and Patino's gone, and we knew what happened, and everybody. You're exactly right. So but they couldn't even lose in grace because it had to be Richard Pitino.
Of course.
Year two with COVID, we knew how they were playing at the end of the year, but year two is COVID. Year three, you know, just a disaster, and now you're sitting, here. And every step of the way has been self-induced issues. It has been whiffs on the recruiting trail, probably the black cloud hanging over everything. And then there's also been a level of incompetency along with that, right? There has. And you add all this together and there's no positive or trying to create positive mojo right now is just impossible. And we're going to do this after every loss. And that's what I keep coming back to. This is the drug that the people want right now. And I don't know what's going to happen to Chris Mack. I don't know if he misses the tournament, if he can't pull a Scott Satterfield and say, hey, I have a plan here. We'll be back at it. I don't know if that's what he did last year. I'm not. So listen, I told you guys that I thought Satterfield could go 5-7 and keep his job. And who the hell knows what happened behind the scenes? But he went 6-6 and got punked by Air Force and Kentucky in back-to-back games and kept his job. And so far hasn't made very much of any movement on his staff of any consequence. Not of any consequence. And he's still here. So yeah, I think Chris Mack is going to be back. And I think them making the tournament is going to be uphill. But for whatever reason, it has been 4 years of this everything not working out, right? You get in a close game, you lose. I mean, like, I'm stunned they won NC State this year. I'm stunned. By the way, Strebel's here if you want to hit the sound, right?
Hey, everybody.
Say hello.
Hey. Hello.
Evil man. Look how evil you are.
Why am I evil?
You're evil.
I didn't do anything.
You're evil.
I wasn't even that bad
Saturday night.
That was a lot.
You're all liquored up, weren't you?
Not all liquored up. I had a few beers. I enjoyed listening to Patty Ice.
I mean, Patty Ice was on for like 3 hours on the post game.
He just like telling Spencer Brown, "We're just going to keep going, brother, until
Poor
there's
Spencer
no."
Spencer just wanted to leave.
I got to be up early for the Sunday morning hangover.
Meet up with his buddies at Garage Bar, and Patty Ice was doing a marathon.
He was.
3 hour post game.
I mean, he took call after call after call. It was great. It was great.
I think Patty Ice called Jack Grossman out pretty much.
Oh, did he? I think I missed that.
No, I think that's what he did.
Oh.
He said, "You want to do a post-game show?
Here's how you do it, big boy.
Yeah, you want to do an hour and 15 minutes on Indiana and Dan Fife? I got something for you.
Yeah.
How about 3 hours 44. Live from Wix?"
Live from Wix. Yes, and Pat did the damn thing
he
Saturday night.
He so happy the entire time, too.
He had to be. Yeah. Plus, they lost, which is so great for him, too.
Oh, yeah, just
he can
phone
just harp.
Calls.
Oh,
boom.
Yeah, he can just harp.
Yeah, harp and take phone calls and call Chris Mack, brother, and call out McMaines, tell McMaines he needs to hit the road. Oh, it was great. It's beautiful.
Everyone's telling McMaines to hit
the
road.
He thanks for the call, brother, and troubling is the right word.
Troubling is the right word, Pat. Yeah, and poor McMaines, not poor McMaines, but McMaines, like, everyone's done with it. Is there any coach in the area that people are more done with than Ross McMaines?
Mike Stoops. For me, if you're asking, you asked, that would be the one.
Fair enough.
Mike, well, Satterfield, Brian Brown.
Well, there's a list.
I mean, those guys.
Yeah, all of them. I mean,
people get angry, so let's not do this. But who do you want? Who do you want gone the most?
Yeah,
Brian Brown or Ross McMaines?
I know people get mad. You can't put that out there.
See, Annis even took a shot. Josh Hurd. You know, Josh Hurd needs a. Have the money ready just in case at the end of the year.
Just sack up and get ready. If it's time, it's time. I've been, you know, I listened on the way over. And
did you? Thank you.
I did. Oh, yes.
Thank you. No KSR podcast?
No, I listened to KSR
Have you reached out to Anna Chirillo about her interview tonight with DeAndre Square?
No.
You don't know what's going on?
Yeah, he's announcing. He's announcing.
You have not reached out to her?
No.
He's winking again. There's a wink.
I'm not winking, no.
Jack, there's a wink.
Oh, Square's going to – defense making moves. Making moves. How about that, Andy? You get a little Jordan Wright. You get a little Jaquez Jones. You get a little Ohio State transfer on a Monday.
Not Jordan Wright, sixth year in college.
Oh, yeah. I don't care.
Not that.
Hey, depth, right? Depth. You get a little DeAndre Square maybe tonight, probably.
Is he going to be able to play football next year?
Yes, he's going to be able to play
he's
football.
He's an old man. He's 33.
It doesn't matter.
Are him and Jordan Wright going to be able to play football next year?
Damn good football players.
Sure?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, damn good football players making those game-winning saves, DeAndre Square.
They got told by the NFL, nah, probably not, so they're coming back for that NIL money.
They come and win some more. That's right. Get some money. Win some more football games for Mark Stoops and BBN. I'm ready. That's fine. I'm not going to dog them. They're doing the right thing.
By the way, we have to get into at some point. I mean, your boy Tom Allen just bringing in just nobody. Like
just bringing in
these transfers. Kentucky did it with the Ohio State kid, have like one tackle. Like, I'm not going to get excited for this.
I will. He's Ohio State. He's 4-star, top 60 player. And look, you can say
top
that.
Top 150. Yeah, I saw that.
You can say that. But Dare Rosenthal wouldn't play much for LSU. What does he do? Comes in, balls out. Will Levis wasn't playing much.
Dare Rosenthal ball out this year.
Absolutely,
Didn't he miss like 3-4 games?
No,
I thought he missed a couple games. Did he not miss
like
a couple games?
Maybe two or three games. He missed the bowl game, obviously. But
right.
They sorely missed him when he wasn't in the bowl game. You get him to he played really well.
Big blue wall was,
and so,
was fractured.
I know you're trying to dismiss it, but I'm not letting you. And then Will Levis comes in. He didn't play hardly at Penn State, right?
Right.
And what's he do? Slings it all over the place.
He's a good player.
So he's a good player.
You hope.
Kentucky has been – Jaquez Jones, same thing. Kentucky has shown the ability, and I do hope, Kentucky has shown the ability to bring in some of these Power 5 football players and get something out of them, right? So, yeah, I'm fine, right?
Texas says, I'm a Mac supporter, and I still believe he can turn it around, unlike Satterfield. My question is, what does a fan base do if and when the NCAA drops the hammer and there's a postseason ban? To which I would say, who cares? You don't make the postseason anyway.
Right.
Yes. Am I wrong? Mac's a perfect one to lead him through. Bam, $4 million through the NCAA. You're not going to make it anyway.
Yeah.
They've had... Listen, Kentucky football for a narrative for 3 years was them not taking advantage of the SEC East 100%. In only a couple times. Have they done it this year? A great example of them doing it. I mean, Louisville's had a couple opportunities here before the NCAA was going to club them to do something. They haven't done a damn thing.
And this year,
they haven't done anything in the NCAA tournament. So you know what they've done? I mean, if they come down with a postseason ban, you're used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, are you not? With between COVID, missing it last year, and this year, I mean, it is going to take, like, I don't know the avenue that this team can take to get a lot better. I just, good luck. If it's starting three guards and if Mason Faulkner playing six more minutes a game is the answer, then I mean, I can't even, like, today, Sam Williamson needs to start. I'm like, you guys, dude, you hate him. Hate him until the last couple games. We had 13, he had 9 the game before that.
Yeah.
And because of that, you're in love.
Yeah.
It's just, there's nowhere to pivot. Nowhere to pivot. Where do you pivot with this team? Well, there's no Shaden Sharp who maybe in a month can get ready.
There's no
right?
magic like shiny new toy on the bench.
Yeah, that. Like I don't know what I mean. If you're Matt Sharp, put L. Ellison and put Mason Faulkner in the starting lineup. What's the downside at this point?
That's where I am.
What are you gonna lose at this point? You're 85th in the net.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not an NCAA tournament team. If a little jolt of energy can catch a couple teams off guard and you can get a win, good enough. By the way, Ole Miss was on our TV.
Yeah.
They think Lane Kiffin's leaving.
Oh, really?
Go to the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, wow. Oh, another stint in the NFL for Lane
that?
Kiffin? Oh,
how about
wow.
that?
I'm not surprised. He's already been there too long. So Lane gets a little feisty. He gets a little restless.
Texas says no smart board instruction after a Louisville loss. A rig.
Yeah, I did plenty of instruction today.
Texas says, I know it's off topic, but any thoughts on Stanley last night in the Chargers game? Oh, we'll get to that. I mean, the gutless puke of a Chargers coach.
Oh, yeah.
Robbed us all of the Steelers not making the playoffs on a tie and the ball being kneeled down. How dare you?
I know.
How dare you? You bum. He is a bum.
Yeah,
no. I will never. What's his name? Is it Brandon Stanley?
I think so.
I
think it's Staley.
Staley.
Is it Staley or Stanley? Staley's. I mean,
Staley.
Dead
Stanley.
To me. Whoever he is, he's done.
I
you understand that?
It was over. It, that snake.
Ugh.
That snake. Ben Roethlisberger snaked
oh,
his
don't
way.
Care.
Oh,
you
I
don't
hate
care.
Ben. I hate
no,
the Steelers.
You don't. No,
yes,
you
I
don't.
Do. Yo,
come
I hate
on.
The Steelers.
You
I
really
hate,
are. You
who
care about
hate?
The?
I do too.
I don't
who?
Hate them.
I
don't hate
I
the Steelers.
I hate the Steelers. I hate Ben Roethlisberger. They snaked their way into the playoffs, and they act like they accomplished something.
Well, the MC let them. Don't let them.
I'm with you. Don't let them. But I got to hear just all this fawning over, like, no one likes Ben Roethlisberger. Who, other than Steelers fans, who the hell likes Ben Roethlisberger? I don't want to hear any love stories about that person. He's gross.
Texas says it ain't Ross McMahon's fault. Mac brought in a bunch of slow shooters that can't shoot.
Well, that could be part of it, but Ross McMahon's offense doesn't fit the players that he has, so you got to figure something out.
Texas says sarcastically, I'm sure Strebel was not trolling the UofL postgame show. Texas says loss McLames.
Oh. They weren't saying that back.
Texas says Eastern Parkway U is going to win the next three games. Against bums and Blank and company will be talking about how this team is capable of making a run.
I don't think Blank will. I noticed something.
Settle down with that.
Listen,
I think Blank's got something in his panties about Chris Mack, but that doesn't mean that I don't think he'll cheerlead around if they win three in a row against some bums.
Maybe not.
So settle down.
I had some conversations with Blank and Baker Saturday.
So you're going to out Blankenbaker
no,
right now,
him.
Or what are you doing?
No, I'm not out. We did a little texting Saturday. He doesn't have the same.
Who initiated that?
Not me.
So he's using you as a conduit because he probably doesn't want to say some of those things
no,
on
no,
the air.
No, it wasn't anything bad.
Okay.
I mean, but it's just he treats Mack differently than he treats Satterfield.
You
that's what I'm saying.
You think.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
You think.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
the football team doesn't have a defensive line. By the way, is it Caney Connie Walker? I mean, he's a defensive back for Louisville. He left today.
I didn't even
like,
see
I
that.
I don't know if they even have a defensive back right now. Legit, I have no idea.
Keetrell Clark off the torn ACL.
Say, he's
that might
back.
Be
do we know if Keetrell Clark's coming back?
Did he release a statement?
I think he is. Yeah, yeah, he did release a statement on Twitter.
Did he really?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah. Okay.
I think.
I don't remember that, but I'm not. You would know. If I went to someone who would know U of L, you would know.
I would know. If for some reason, it didn't get a lot of fanfare. It was just kind of like. But then again, I might be wrong. It might have been like a fake Keytrail Clark a tweet, but I do think he's coming back.
Texas Streeble was on Twitter this weekend whining about the text line. Be sure to have James change his diaper before getting on the cruise ship.
No, I wasn't whining about the text line. Jimmy asked me, a Twitter user, asked me why I'm so mean to the text line, and basically I said, if they're mean to me, I'm going to be mean back to them, and I'm going to hate them if they're going to be haters towards me. That's all I said.
Texas says, sadder bums losing more players to the portal.
I don't think anyone really knew who this guy was.
Texas says getting rid of Murray and then getting Ross McMaines is just awkward. That isn't going to work and is clearly not the answer. Well, the answer, let's take a break. But the answer to all of this is you got to get better players and you got to develop and you got to recruit better and you got to be able to eye talent. And that is the start, middle and finish of what's going on here. It really is.
And I think he got fooled by Jared West.
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah,
no,
he got fooled.
He got fooled.
Yep.
UK guys coming back. Excuse me. Pat Forty said something about the ACC and the college football playoff not going to be expanding anytime soon. Mm-hmm. And then I know this just crushes Streeble. Bob Saget died. And we got to get to that. That's still lingering on my mind. So we got to get to that. Kevin Sweeney going to join us in a half an hour. We'll talk some college basketball. We got you to 6 o'clock on The Take on a Monday on ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Grossman, what do you do on Instagram?
Are you an Instagrammer?
And James Strebel.
Yeah. I mean, I got a nice, solid base.
Your voice got so high there. You got nervous.
A little bit.
I got a bass. Dude, your voice is fine, but for right,
it's
you got so
voice.
Nervous. There's your girl,
I was trying to figure out how to say it.
Wow. Ooh, she's like dominatrix in that one.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we're busy tonight. College football national championship coverage beginning 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, 93.9. We'll join after the Jeff Wall show at 8 o'clock. Of course, Scotty D over there on 93.9 at 6 o'clock. Who did Bellarmine beat this weekend?
EKU.
There you go.
66-61,
how about that? How did you know that?
Did you look it up?
No, you were listening. Did Jack say it in a sports center?
How
did you know that?
No, I saw it on Twitter. I did.
Wow.
I saw it on Twitter.
I'm stunned right now.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter. That'd be EKU.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Go Scotty D.
I'm stunned. I can't believe
that. I hope he was listening.
I hope he wasn't. So you don't get any credit for that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you get absolutely no credit for that. Jack, I'm looking at the sound sheet right now, and it's all over the place, okay?
Ooh, it's a lot.
So I don't know what to do here. You have told me that maybe the rummage crushed a player on U of L's team.
Multiple players, but
okay.
Yes.
Whoa!
Specifically that would strike to the core of Strebel.
Should we do that right now?
I'm down with that.
Are you down with
that?
Wow,
who are they crushing?
Well, we're going to tell you. It's called a radio team.
It is a radio team.
We're leading the people to wonder the exact same thing.
Down that path.
Okay. By the way, how was it going back to school?
Oh, it's fine.
You see, JCPS didn't have to. How about that?
I know.
That's my man Polio taking care of business.
He's like,
let me give you a day off and some NTI. That's what my man Polio does.
Polio's approval ratings.
That? Polio ain't worried about politics. Okay. He's worried about getting things done.
Well, you ain't getting things done.
That's my man, Polio. All right, so let's go. Let's go ahead and play this. Go ahead.
Jared West, you were extremely intimidated on that court.
Whoa!
And it was apparent. And we and you cannot be... You've been your same height all your life, Steve's favorite line. You've been your size all your life. It's okay that was a 7'4" guy that got you. That was a bad take. But Jared West, you got to be able to be effective on a court against Florida State, or you cannot be our starting point guard. If we have to worry about that Florida State team and you being intimidated by that team, you cannot be our point guard or our starting reliable 30-minute game. Like, your defense, you didn't even use your defensive. You weren't going for steals. You didn't use your skill set. Your eyes were as big as golf balls.
Yeah.
And everybody could see it.
Yeah. So that's not me being a hater.
Okay, so hang on. You have a Jared West take. I want to get to that.
Yeah.
You saw Jared West.
Hang on, Jack. That's enough. That's good enough. Well, I mean, we get the gist of it. Sorry.
Yeah, we understand. They were mad as Jared West.
It was like a minute long. No offense. It was like a Magic Mike.
Oh.
Clip. Oh, Magic Mike always cut very long clips.
That meant, okay, I thought you meant the movie.
Have you ever seen the movie?
Yes.
Jack, have you ever seen the movie?
No. So Streeble's forgotten about Magic Mike. That's what we've learned.
Do you know who Magic Mike is? Like the
producer. Yeah.
What's his name?
Hold on. Mike. Oh, gosh. Oh, man. I don't know
No
his last
chance
name.
You get it.
Barnett?
Wow!
Hey, there it is!
I got it! Okay.
Look at you.
Okay.
Here is my problem. I find the only way to be mad at this team is to at one point thought quite well of them.
Sure.
And I didn't.
Right.
And so that's the reason I'm struggling with. I'm like, yeah, Jared West, right? I mean, like, I'm like, yeah, go to the bench if you need to. Like, if you want to sit Jared West and you want to start Mason Faulkner and L. Ellis needs to play more minutes, like, I'm fine. Whatever lineup Mac puts on the floor, I'm like, you might as well try it. You're facing off against NC State at home. You got Pittsburgh. You got Boston College and Notre Dame. I mean, none of these teams are any good.
No.
And we're to the point of the season, like, we are very, very close to the season to where U of L, we know, is going to have to beat the couple teams on their schedule that can give them a good win, and then they're going to have to take care of business in the ACC tournament. Like, I'm just, like, I've conditioned myself to be that way. So, I agree with Maben there, but I didn't expect much from Jared West. Well, other than to be a fine defensive player and to be a guard. But I didn't expect him and his stats to translate. And people did. And Streeble, people did.
Yes.
And that's why so many of them are pissed off is, and again, it goes back to Jared West hasn't been everything you thought he was going to be. L. Ellis might be starting to get it, but we all knew it was going to take half of the season. And my point was, well, what if you're out of it? And that's what Louisville is. Jalen Withers, it hasn't worked out. Like, I just go down the list. It goes back to my open. That it's just, whatever they try, nothing works.
So far, it hasn't.
I feel, whether that be in a game or whether that be big picture with this program. So I would agree with Maben, but, I mean, I didn't expect Jared West the way we talked about him until recently to be talked about this way. People have been calling him the greatest defensive guard they've seen.
Ever.
And now they want to bench him. I'm like, this is the dynamic that is going in, that is going on. So when I look at him, and I mean, he was bad on Saturday. I mean, let's just, you know, and he's 6 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. I'm like, yeah. Maybe I thought he was going to average 8 or 9, but I'm like, yeah, that's kind of what he is. I don't know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
I struggle with it because, I mean, Noah Locke wasn't a guy. It wasn't like Florida was begging to keep Noah Locke. There's a lot of these guys. I'm actually more frustrated with the guys that have been there than the new guys that came in. But I've never seen Mason Faulkner play.
Well,
until this season.
But it's been pretty apparent for multiple games now that Jared West offensively brings nothing to the table at all.
It's been much of the season.
Okay, and you're right about that. It has been much of the season. Where you've had flashes with L. Ellis, and you've had flashes with Mason Faulkner, where they can at least dribble past people. They can do that. But I think that Chris Mack fell in love with a couple of things with Jared West. He fell in love with his maturity. Right, he likes that he's a he's been around college basketball.
Well, he can trust him to bring the ball up
exactly,
get him in their offense,
right.
Play good defense, and get you 7-8 points or whatever it is, and that is solid. It's not special, and that's what we've been dealing with for 4 years around
but
here.
But he should have realized here sooner rather like he should have realized a while ago that solid ain't going to get you into the NCAA tournament with the rest of this team. Solid's not going to do it. If Jared West had better players around him, solid would do the job. Solid right. Can't do the job with this team.
It's like having Baker Mayfield as your quarterback.
Exactly. You don't have Towner. No, you're right.
I mean, it's,
he's solid
or
with Towner around
or many of these other quarterbacks in the NFL.
Exactly. He needs,
it's like a Michael Penix a couple years ago. He just had to put all that talent around him so he could do something that bum.
He's a solid player, but he's not a good player. He's not a great player. He's just solid. So the fact that it's just now taking him time to realize that maybe I can't play Jared West as much as I have in Jared West is a Mack problem. I'm not blaming Jared West.
Yeah, but Cal does this and changes his team around, and you call it the tweak.
But he does a lot sooner than Chris Mack.
I mean, I don't know. It's January. It's early January still.
Cal's already done it.
He didn't do the original tweak until late February.
No,
wasn't the player.
He's done a tweak in the SEC tournament before.
But that wasn't with the player. That was like he didn't substitute anybody. It was the same team. He just ran some different plays and tried to do different things.
But L. Ellis wasn't ready, and maybe now he is. I mean, we all said that it was going to take him half a season.
Sure, but when
did
that,
we not?
Yeah, but when is that apparent with a player?
I mean, dude, I don't know. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I think they stink.
Yeah, they do, but at least you got to try something. You got to try something different. See, the difference between Cal and Mack is this.
Oh.
Like,
oh,
Cal, I'm just saying this year, just like right now, it is apparent. Cal knows who cannot play on his team. He knows Damian Collins can't play.
Most of them.
Not most of them. I'd say three of them can't play. Damian Collins can't play. Bryce Hopkins can't play. And Dante Allen can't play. And he knows it. He's just saying.
You forgot Lance Ware.
Lance Ware is going to have to play. Yeah. That's just he has to play.
We'll get to
so
you.
He sits them.
I've been fielding some texts about you.
What did I do?
There's some BBN things we'll get to.
Okay. But so he realized, like, you all can't play.
Pretty quick to throw Sevierre Wheeler under the bus, weren't they, Jack?
I didn't throw him under the bus.
Continue.
Oh, no.
Continue.
I did not throw him under the bus.
No, I'm not
saying
you.
You go back and listen to the
post-game
show. I did not throw him under the bus.
It's crazy what's going on. Anyway.
But anyway, Mack should have realized sooner than later the guys he can trust. This entire narrative that Louisville fans fell in love with, we're so deep. We're so deep. How's he going to – no, he should have figured out a while ago there are dudes on his team. He can't play Jalen Withers. He needs to be done.
Well, I mean, he doesn't very much.
He should have –
I mean, why had 14 minutes on Saturday?
No, he needs to be done.
That's an athletic
Jared
way he
West
can hang with Florida State.
He needs to be done unless he's playing in relief minutes. Give L. Ellis or Mason Faulkner a break. Like, he needs to be done. There are players on this team that cannot play basketball at this level, and Chris Mack has not realized. He kept trying to force it, and now he's stuck
right.
in this situation.
You might be right.
Where he's like, okay, it's apparent. Everyone else was saying it,
there was a
but him.
There was a cloak of having a lot of guys and having depth was going to mean something, but it goes back to what I said at 3 o'clock, 437-9680. It's just been everything. Even the things that they sold and you bought into, none of them have worked out. Well, hey, you have depth? No, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't have depth. You don't. You have players that are on the
team.
You got
a lot of players.
That are on scholarship.
Yeah.
But you don't have depth. Hey, we're going to be able to shoot the ball and play a different style of offense. You can't. You don't. I mean, Saturday they lost because, yes, they played 20 minutes of crappy defense. But, I mean, Matt Cross is 2-9 from 3, whatever it was.
Oh, they traded
Matt
Cross.
Missing every shot, every single shot.
Yeah. They traded
everyone who shot a 3.
Slezinski.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen the stats of Q-Slash.
They're the same guys.
I've seen the stats of Q-Slash.
They're the same guy. Cross is this much better and blah, blah, blah.
Again, nobody thought that would be the case. If I told you right now on January the 10th, coming off the Florida State game, that Matt Cross would have the same stats, very, very similar stats to Q-Slash, it would be an abomination.
But
it would be white guy basketball,
Jones. But here's the thing. Like, Matt Cross barely played at Miami. Like, they all thought that from one sample size, they thought he was going to be great. One sample size. And he didn't do a damn thing at Miami. He didn't even play.
He played well against U of L.
Exactly. That's the
That's what he did.
He came in and balled against U of L. They all thought he was going to be a player, even though they had not seen him play. He barely played last year. And they're like, he's going to come in. He's going to be way better than Q-Slice. He's the same damn player. Same thing across the board.
Texas says, save Strebel talking about how deep he is. Texas says, come on now, UK fan here. The tweak don't usually happen till at least January. Yeah. Texas says, Big Rig, you're a bum, but you're spot on with Max Love for West defense. It has him blind to everything else.
Yeah, he can't dribble past me. He can't.
Texas says, West isn't the issue. We have talent, but if they don't play right, he can't pass down low. If he drives because Malik and Jalen can't do crap down low or catch a pass. Well, that means you don't have talent.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
I don't believe, and I heard Dieter say this and others, that they like the ingredients but not the team as a whole. And I totally
I totally disagree.
Oh, disagree. With that. Oh, I could not disagree with that more.
Because they don't like any of it. They don't like the ingredients or the team.
No.
They don't like the ingredients.
The theory of...
No, they don't like the ingredients.
You have all these pieces, but the coach can't put them together. I think what Andy... And I agree with Andy on this, is that you just don't have the pieces.
You don't have pieces.
Yes, then we're all in agreement on that.
No, this show is in agreement. That is the realization that happened in football last year.
With Satterfield.
That potentially is happening right now in basketball.
Right. Yeah. That,
like, I can't get mad at Jared West for having a bad game. Yeah, he's an old, slow, well, I shouldn't say old, but he's, you know, he's...
old for college basketball, slow, martial player.
When he has a game where he doesn't play well, I'm like, I'm not surprised at the ACC level. And what stinks about the whole thing, if you're a Louisville fan, is, I mean, there's zero interesting things about that Florida State team. They're not good. The stadium was half full. No one gives a damn. They're not a tournament team.
They're not.
But there's no pivot that team's going to go win 23 games and make the tournament and be an 8 seed. It ain't going to happen.
And you're exactly right earlier when you talked about, you know, making strides in the ACC. The ACC's got one team in the top 25, Duke.
And they lost.
That's it. And they lost to Miami. Yeah. Was that at Duke? It was at Duke.
Huh? How do you not know that? I figured you would be.
I did know
if
it.
Anybody was up to speed on Coach K losing at home to Jim Larrañaga in his final season, I figured it would be you.
Did he go out and beat? Was he mean to any Miami players the way he was mean to Georgia Tech players?
You'll have to ask Jack. I don't know.
After that game, because he balled out a Georgia Tech player, but no one talks about that because he's the god. You can't touch Coach K even though he's being an AH. Was he an AH, Jack, after the game?
I didn't see anything about him being
a rerun.
When he loses. Yeah.
You're Bob Saget right now, full house rerun.
That's fine.
It's a full house
it's
rerun.
True.
That's
you know
what it is right now.
At least I've got the gumption to talk about it. No one else in the media does.
DJ takes her first sip of alcohol.
Next on a special edition of Full House. The family has to watch.
Texas says free JJ Trader. Who cares?
Oh, God.
Who cares? Guys, that's Dante Allen. Man, that's
it
Dante
is.
Allen. Talk.
Dante
Nobody
Allen.
Cares.
Yeah, he can't play.
I don't know what you want me to – JJ Trent to do what? To get off the bench and do what?
Nothing.
Hey, Shaq.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, like he's Kevin Garnett. Like, hey, Mac doesn't see that there's a guy right now who could average 23-8 in college. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, he's just missing him. You know,
stop. Texas says, you saying that the stadium was half full and not half empty is more of what the world needs. Yeah, I always say that.
There you go, Andy.
I'm a negative guy, but I do. I always say, well, it's half full.
It's half full. It was half full.
Texas says, would Kenny Payne make the tournament with this team?
I don't think there are many coaches that can make the tournament with this team.
Mac the GM is letting down Mac the coach.
Oh, I like that.
That's basically what's happening. You see it happen all the time.
He assembled the team.
When a coach in college or a coach in the NFL that has full control.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick ran into that. You know, they had to retool for a year or two there that they didn't have the players.
Yeah.
You can only do so much coaching, and that's how I feel. That doesn't let Mac off the hook. In college, when you choose the players and you choose and you're the coach, no, you don't get the, hey, my GM bleeped me. Nah, you don't get that when you're the GM. I mean, everyone knows. That's why he's paid a lot of money.
Exactly.
Let's take a break. Kevin Sweeney's got a great last name.
Yeah.
We'll talk some college basketball with him next.